The DNR approval is one of the final two steps for the proposed biomass plant, which is a joint project of the local Domtar paper mill and We Energies. Rothschild Village President Neil Torney says the plant will create hundreds of short-term construction jobs and will also help secure the existing jobs at the mill.
Domtar can become more competitive in the world market by not having to continue to operate the older boilers. And if we can retain those jobs here in the village, that's extremely important.
Retiring those old boilers will improve local air quality, according to We Energy spokesman Brian Manthe, who says the DNR looked at everything.
This is something that is being done in an environmentally responsible manner. Just the fact that we're able to have Domtar retire some of their boilers will decrease the overall emissions by some 30%. But beyond that, we will have continuous emission monitoring as required by the DNR.
But some of the people who live in the area are not convinced. Carla Aldridge operates a small daycare facility at her home, which is right next door to the Domtar mill. She thinks the biomass plant will make an already bad situation worse.
There have been days where it stinks outside, and I know that it's bad, and we don't go out there. My daughter's got asthma. My husband's got asthma. I don't think the DNR did their job. I think that they got bought out by a big company. The little people who live here didn't get listened to.
Aldridge says she would move out of the neighborhood, but she doesn't think she can sell her home. If the Wisconsin Public Service Commission also approves the biomass plant, it could be up and running by the end of 2013. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.